this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, cornerback Josh Robinson joins us to talk about his influences in life.
And although he didn't get the opportunity to play in the NFL, he always stayed supportive and just always been there for me.
And get an inside tour of the Vikings TV studio.
There's two parts to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park.
It's all next on Vikings Huddle.
We're about to go 60!
I'm Paul Allen, and this is Vikings Huddle, provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. It's a new show put on by the Vikings Entertainment Network, and it's designed for wonderful kids like you and families all throughout the Upper Midwest. We are here at Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America with this awesome crowd from Osseo Junior High, and in fact, we have a junior broadcaster who's set to interview a big-time National Football League player. Her name is Kylie Kasparik. She's a seventh grader from Osseo Junior High, and she's going to be our junior broadcaster today for Vikings Huddle. How about a round of applause for Kylie, ladies and gentlemen? Are you excited for Vikings Huddle?
Yes, I am.
You know, there are a lot of great questions we're going to be asking our featured guest today, Vikings cornerback Josh Robinson. But let me ask you a couple. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
When it comes to fuel up to play 60, staying in shape, being a good teammate, having good sportsmanship, what are some keys for you as a seventh grader when it comes to staying in shape and, quite honestly, fueling up to play 60?
Well, I'm a competitive dancer, so that's how I get in my 60 minutes every day. And I know that at school, I love to drink my chocolate milk.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the fastest men in the NFL has joined us for Vikings Huddle and Osseo Junior High. Round of applause for Josh Robinson. Josh Robinson, cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings. How you been, Josh? Things all right?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
No problem. Thank you very much for coming out for Vikings Huddle. It's a new TV show we have courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network. What do you like most about playing in the National Football League, specifically for the Minnesota Vikings?
Man, I'm surrounded by some great players. As you all know, we had the MVP on our team last year. And not just him, we got future new guys like Greg Jennings. We have old guys like Kevin Williams and Jared Allen. So just to be surrounded by some great future Hall of Famers, it's a great experience.
Well, Kylie is our junior broadcaster, and she has some very interesting questions for Josh Robinson. Kylie, take it away.
So who have you learned the most from on your team?
The person I've learned the most from on my team, what I would say, is Greg Jennings. Although he is a new player here, I've had the opportunity to speak with him a lot, and he's been very encouraging, very supportive, and just an all-around great guy.
Which teammate makes you laugh the most?
Without a doubt, Mestrell Raymond.
Mestrell Raymond, number 41 for the Vikings. Kylie?
Who was your idol growing up?
My idol growing up was Brian Dawkins. He played safety for the Philadelphia Eagles.
What was your favorite team when you were young?
My favorite team was also the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, Kylie, what's next?
So, what do you eat to fuel up before a game?
Ah, man, my favorite meal is pasta. That's something my parents used to give me when I was in high school and college. So, pasta is something that I usually eat.
Did anyone ever tell you that you couldn't make it as a professional football player?
Well, considering the fact that I wasn't the best player growing up, I was told that a lot, but I continue to work hard and really just press through all obstacles.
That's what you got to do.
Great question, Kylie.
So, what is your favorite food?
Well, actually, my favorite food is turkey burgers.
And what nutritional value does that have?
A lot of protein.
And what's good about protein with what you do?
For me, it's really just fueling up my muscles, making sure they're strong enough to compete and do whatever I have to do.
All right, Kylie, one more question. Do you have one?
What are some unexpected and good surprises that you've had?
As far as the NFL, some unexpected and good surprises I've had. Last year as a rookie, I was told that I was going to start a game, and it was a home game, so it was very unexpected, but it was good, and I enjoyed it.
Josh, stick around. The kids from the crowd are going to get a chance to ask you some questions later, okay?
All right, perfect.
Josh Robinson and our junior broadcaster, Kylie Kasprick, ladies and gentlemen. How about a round of applause? Make it loud, Osseo Junior High. This is Vikings Huddle from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings football team. Today, we're going to make strawberry orange pop wedges. It's something that you can do on a cold day and still feel like it's summertime. You ready? Okay. First, we have a whole lime. We have orange juice. We have frozen but thawed out strawberries. We have vanilla yogurt, and we have chocolate chip morsels. So what I did earlier, I took my strawberries and I pureed it into a blender until smooth. I took my orange juice and I took my vanilla yogurt. I put it in a bowl and I mixed it together. When it was all mixed together, I took my strawberries that were in the blender, I put it in with the orange juice mixture, and it would come out to look like this. Okay? Next, you're going to take the lime. You're going to cut your lime in half the long way. But remember, ask your mom and dad or dad for help. It should look like this. You got to hollow out your lime, okay? See that? Okay. Next, what you're going to do, you're going to take this mixture and you're going to fill your lime with it like this. And you can do a whole lot of limes like this because you're gonna have a whole lot of mixture. Now I'm going to freeze it for 8 hours. And here you have it, strawberry orange pop wedge. Another healthy food snack for you.
Thanks for the healthy tip. You can learn more about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program at Vikings.com as part of the Vikings Entertainment Network. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe. Let's go all the way over to the Vikings practice facility known as Winter Park. Take you behind the scenes with our junior insider.
Hi, I'm Derek Allen. I'm here with Wabi, part of Vikings.com. So, Wabi, how long have you been working here?
This is my 9th season with the Vikings already.
Is it fun?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I grew up and I loved football when I was growing up. I loved all sports, but football was one of my favorites. And I liked watching the Vikings when I was growing up. And the town I grew up in is just 10 minutes away from training camp. So it's been a dream come true to be able to work for this team and to see what life is like on the inside of Winter Park.
Interesting. What do you do for the Vikings?
I write for our website, Vikings.com, and I also provide video content on Vikings.com. And I go on some of our radio and some of our TV shows. And my objective is to be the fan's eye on the team. I want to let fans know what's going on, who's playing well, what kind of guys are on the team, who are some of the better players, what's going through the coaches' minds, how do we beat our upcoming opponent. I just like to be the fan's eye on the team.
Wow, that seems kind of hard. Is it difficult sometimes?
It can be difficult sometimes, but it's a lot of fun because football is a fun sport, and the Vikings are one of the most popular teams in town. So it's a fun team to cover. We have great fans who want to know all about the team. They're really passionate. So I enjoy interacting with them and letting them know what's happening.
All right, Derek, there's two parts to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The studio is in the basement of Winter Park, and there's two rooms. This is the room where all the hard work gets done.
We have guys who are making graphics, guys who are editing videos. And what these guys are doing is when all the fun stuff happens in the other part of the studio that you and I were in earlier, then it comes into here, and the guys have to edit all of it and make it look good. And then we can put it on our TV shows, we can put it on our radio shows, and we put it on Vikings.com.
And you want to know what the coolest part about the whole room is?
What?
Right here on the wall. Anytime a player or someone in the national media comes in to do a segment or film something with us, we ask them to put their autograph on this big Viking sticker. So there's lots of really cool names. Like if you look up towards the top, there's Brett Favre is up there. Randall McDaniel is up there. He's a Hall of Famer. So there's lots of really cool guys and gals who have come in here to help us film stuff in the studio, and then they put their signature on the wall.
I can see someone's 100% cheese-free.
And that's a good thing to be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Why is this place so messy?
Because there's so much work going on that we need so much equipment, and rather than take time to put it all away in the right spot, we like to move on to the next project to make sure we get everything done so we can give fans the best content possible.
When you work, do you just have sometimes just have to work on one computer, then you got to swap over
to
the other?
Yeah. Well, I usually use the same computer every single time, but the rest of the smart people in this room, they all have two or three different machines that they can use, and they all know how to operate a camera in the studio.
This is really cool in here.
Yeah, it is.
Might want to work here when I grow up.
I think you should. If you work hard in school, I think you can do it.
Pretty talented kid.
Yeah, he was good.
That's our junior insider from Winter Park. We're going to be back later with your favorite team, helping out in the community. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe. Don't leave. Northdale Middle School, it's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. I'm sure everybody knows, because you've just learned so much about our program today, that each and every Viking takes personal time to make a difference in the community. It's very important to what we do. Take a look at this.
This is our fourth year at Mall of America, and as you see, every player is here, coaching staff, and it's a great way for us to give back for such a great cause. And really, that summer lunch program is what it's all about. I mean, one of every three kids in Minneapolis, Twin Cities area really has a need for a lunch program. And that's where Rob and his group make a big difference in that cause.
The Vikings do a great job trying to support us in the community as far as our individual charities and really helping, you know, push what we're passionate about. So to have an opportunity to give back to what the team is passionate about, and especially around, you know, getting close to the holiday seasons, you know, it seems the hunger is always on someone's mind. You know, you start to really recognize that that's a problem in the United States, and to be at an event that can support that, it's awesome.
I tell you, usually I'm coming here with all the lights on and bringing my own children out here to this event, but you know, it's so fun to be able to be out here and obviously be here for the right reasons, and you know, the Vikings Children's Fund and the things that they do and able to give back to are just, it's amazing. So it's fun to be a part of it, obviously.
We're blessed to play the game of football for a living, and a great living at that. So we don't have to worry about hunger. And you know, to be able to come out and support these programs and these to get the fans out to do the same thing is a great thing that our team does and that our fans do. So it's a great thing to be a part of.
Another excellent moment in the community from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we check in with the dude. The dude's over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and he has this week's Making Safe Simple update.
Thanks, PA. As PA mentioned, my name is the dude, Children's Live TV show host, and I am here with Nurse Kit, an emergency department nurse. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, dude.
Now, we're in the midst of sports season. What are some things that us kids need to know before we play?
Well, dude, having the proper gear when you play sports is very important because it can keep you safe and healthy, but there's a lot to think about, from what goes into your body to what goes on it. So, if you were a football player, what would you bring to get ready for the big game?
Like, soda, candy, giant foam finger.
Dude, what are you thinking?
Oh.
No, things like a bottle of water, sunscreen, helmet and pads, protein bar, mouth guard. Those are the proper things that you need in order to keep yourself safe and healthy.
I should have known that. I'm the quarterback for my flag football team, so.
Oh, cool.
I have a game this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Cool, I need a ride. thank you, Nurse Kit. Remember the essentials, kids.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Osseo Junior High from Nickelodeon Universe here at Mall of America. It is time for our two-minute drill. Josh Robinson, cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings, has been nice enough to join us today. Kai Lee with some excellent questions earlier in the show. Now we have members from Osseo Junior High School who have the opportunity to quiz our cornerback and featured guest, Josh Robinson, here on Vikings Huddle. First, what's your name and what's your question?
My name's Conrad, and what has been the toughest challenge of your career so far?
Toughest challenge of your career, Mr. Josh?
My toughest challenge is being consistent. That's the hardest thing in this league is every play, every game, you have to be consistent. You have to be on your game. So that's been the toughest so far.
Next question. And by the way, quickly, is it tough playing against Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for Green Bay?
No doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah, he's tough. What's your name and what's your question?
Logan, and my question is, how many years have you played?
Well, I've been playing football since I was 6 years old, so I'm 22 now. You can do the math. Let's see, 4 years of college and now 2 years in the NFL. So,
another big Minnesota Vikings fan on Vikings Huddle from Nickelodeon Universe. What is your name and what's your question?
I'm Christina. Who inspired you most in life and why?
My oldest brother inspired me the most because he was very hardworking, and although he didn't get the opportunity to play in the NFL because of my parents having him at a young age, he always stayed supportive and just always been there for me. So he's been my, you know, so-called hero.
Next question for Vikings Huddle, provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Zach, and what does it feel like when you're on the field?
Ah, man, it's so exciting. It's really hard to put into words due to the fact of, like, just, it's awesome, man. It's been my dream since I was younger than you, so, you know, it's indescribable, but it is awesome. That's really pretty much what I can say.
What's your name and what's your question?
I'm Naomi, and how did you manage studying and homework while being a student athlete?
Studying and homework. Well, in college, we actually had to do study hall, which is mandatory for football players. We had to do it every day. So that pretty much made me 2 hours sit down and do work. Whether I had homework or not, you know, I find myself studying and trying to improve in my academics.
Yes, sir. What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Caden, and my question was, do you think you're going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl and how?
Yeah, how the Vikings are going to get to the Super Bowl. Josh, tell us.
We're very hardworking, as I said, one thing that you have to do. And I do believe that we will make it there. It's one game at a time. So we're just working hard and trying to take it one game at a time.
Okay, young lady, your name and your question for Josh Robinson.
I'm Anna, and during away games, how do you deal with missing your families?
It's not just away games for me because my family lives in Florida, but it's something that I've kind of gotten used to, you know. But when I do see them, I am always very, very excited. I have been blessed. My parents do travel to a lot of away games and home games, so that makes it much better.
Great question. Last question, what's your name, buddy? And what's your question for Josh?
My name's Noah, and
What's the biggest difference between playing college football and in the NFL?
Besides the paychecks.
Well, definitely that. And then also, as I said at the beginning, consistency. At the NFL level, you have receivers, quarterback, they're more consistent in their job and pretty much superior to a lot of college athletes. That's why they made it.
Excellent questions. Excellent crowd inclusion from Osseo Junior High. Give yourselves a round of applause. We thank the Vikings cheerleaders, the Vikings Entertainment Network, our junior broadcaster, Kylie Kasprick, and I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for watching Vikings Huddle. As we close, Josh Robinson sends us out like this.
Louder, louder, louder. 1, 2, 3.
You're not supposed to see.